6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon, Thursday, Cinco de Mayo, May 5th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. And for those of you who don't like to, and I've noticed this stuff sometimes, you know, I can miss a day and it still works. And I'm talking about the Silver Shield deodorant spray. And for those of you who aren't familiar with it, understand that at the Power Mall, this is what we use to stay afloat. And we have sponsorships and merchants out there that come on our show on occasion to inform people. And this not all the same conversation. When you go on the Power Mall, you are going to notice that we have hundreds of products on the Power Mall. And it's like, oh, decisions, decisions. And if it's like shoe shopping, man, if you have that much of a problem buying a pair of shoes, you know, you got to look for the right fit. And that's one of the reasons why we have people come on the show to talk about the products, what they do, how they work, what people like about them, what they don't like about them, how things work, some of the chemistry involved behind it. So that when you go on the Power Mall to do your shopping, to support us here at the Power Hour, you're making a good decision based on knowledge, because knowledge is power. So we've always said here on the Power Mall and the Power Hour. And that's why when you go to shop at the Power Mall, you will have all the information you need to make the right decision to be happy about it, which is what we want. Dean DeWalt from Silver Botanicals, 10% off all the products this week from Silver Botanicals. Welcome to the show, sir, again. Love to have you on.
Yeah, thank you, Dave. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
So now you're an organic chemist, which this even makes it better, because people are actually getting, I mean, if you want to talk about truth and science, this would be one person to tell you about it, folks. You're a manufacturer, a formulator. You work together with Raymond D'Amico, who's a digital artist and health enthusiast, and you brainstormed this and came up with Silver Botanicals. And so colloidal silver is the whole method to the madness, so to speak. So, you know, fill us in a little bit about uses of colloidal silver and how it factors into what you're doing.
Yeah, well, back in around 2010, we were just looking at products. I come from a chemistry background, like you said, in organometallic chemistry, and we were recognizing how the aluminum that was used in a lot of deodorants was unhealthy. Back in the early 1900s, deodorant companies found that aluminum was a material that was very effective at reducing body odor for deodorants. They found that the mechanism by which it worked, it kind of blocks your eccrine glands, which are your sweat glands that produce, you know, mostly a water solution. It blocked those pores. And that prevented bacteria from, you know, working under the underarm, and that ultimately leads to odor. So there's a problem, though, with the aluminum, and we found that, you know, maybe there were other ways to prevent the odor, and the material that we decided to go with was silver, because silver is a very good antimicrobial material, and it can kind of control the bacteria under the underarm in such a way that it prevents the odor without blocking the pores, which is a really important mechanism for us to thermoregulate and also detoxify. So that's kind of how we came about using silver in our formula. But then we also decided to combine that with essential oils, which are also very good antimicrobial materials, and they also provide just a lot of other benefits to the formula. For example, things like cypress oil that's in our deodorant helps control the pore size. It kind of is an astringent-like material, so it kind of reduces sweating without blocking the pores, too. And other natural materials that we use in our deodorant. So our deodorant's an all-natural, you know, non-toxic, long-lasting deodorant that works really well, but doesn't have a lot of the materials in there that we think are not good for health in general.
Well, and no doubt, and this is the thing, you know, we were talking in our last segment about capitalism and how the left wants to destroy it. But, you know, here's the thing. Everybody has the same opportunity and the same level footing as Silver Botanical products do. And this is just a little bit of history, folks. In Central Texas, you guys began selling these products at local farmers markets. You talk about getting down deep in the trenches. Describe how that process began. How did you get in farmers markets in the first place, and where did it go from there?
Well, you know, we just would go to the farmers market, speak to the managers at the markets and see if that was okay for us to sell the product. I mean, it wasn't really common to be selling deodorant and hygiene products in general at farmers markets, but they gave us a shot and we were really successful there. It's a great opportunity too for, you know, new nascent businesses to speak to their customers, to, you know, take their feedback and optimize products based upon, you know, the feedback from the customers. So it's a great, you know, way for a starting business to develop their product and their business model by getting, you know, kind of on-the-ground feedback from the people who use the product.
Well, speaking of feedback, you know, here they are. You're standing there in a farmer's market at a table with your product on the table. People walk up and they go, wait a minute, deodorant? How'd that work out? What kind of feedback did you get?
Well, it was great because here we were in the middle of the Texas summer selling products. People are sweating. They're recognizing right then and there the need for something like for a deodorant. And then they get the, you know, the sales pitch of, hey, this is a product that is better for you because there are the problems with the existing deodorants. Most people don't even know, you know, why aluminum would be problematic for them for use in their deodorant. So we get to explain kind of the cons of probably the deodorant that they're currently using and the benefits of the deodorant that we had available for them. Also things like letting them know that we have refills for our deodorant such that they can, because one of the big problems is, particularly at farmers markets, is price. I mean, typically, you know, a place where you're going to pay a little extra for the goods that are sold there. But, you know, providing them things like refills to help lower their usage cost is really nice to be able to say, hey, here's a superior product, and here's also how you can justify this initial price point because going forward, you can, you know, reduce your usage cost by just refilling your roll-on or your spray-on bottle.
Well, this may be a weird question there, Dean. When you were down at the market, did anybody ever actually take the product after buying it from you there and use it right there in front of you?
Yeah, because, well, we would have samples available for them to use. That was common, and we got used to kind of those uncomfortable situations where people, you know, were talking about body odor in general, which is kind of odd when you're at a farmer's market. But, yeah, I think that they quickly realized that that this was something that was going to be useful to them, particularly, like I said, in the Texas heat where you know, body odor, sweating, and body odor can be an issue.
Well, see, and that's the thing. You know, if you've got people doing it, then you get an instant reaction of either A, wow, that is interesting. B, I'm not spraying aluminum. I'm spraying something healthy on my skin, and I don't stink anymore. I mean, you know, I mean, look at it that way. This has got to be, I mean, the feedback had to have been kind of wide and varied depending on the perspective or the perception of the customer, right?
Yeah. And, you know, in Austin, that's where we started with these farmers markets. You got a lot of, you know, hippie kind of like people who don't shower a lot. So so that was a benefit that they could see. And also our deodorant works really well. I mean, if you apply it, it could work for multiple days. We had customers coming back saying, I went on a camping trip and it worked for, you know, multiple days, and I stayed odor free. That's one of another benefit of the product is that if you don't shower every day, it can last multiple days. But once you shower, it does wash off, and you need to reapply.
We know that's for sure, and I've done that before too myself. You know, if there's a day where I don't get to hit the shower, and it's still there and it's still working. So, yeah. Folks, I mean, this is something. From, you know, like I told you before when we were on the show, that if I'm not using this stuff, how can I recommend it to other people? That's hypocritical. We're not that way on this show, which is one of the reasons why our producers, who are very devout and understand the concept of helping promote and marketing small businesses here. And I mean, your business now, Dean, has exploded. I mean, you are literally, from what you were telling me before we came on the show, it's just craziness at the plant.
Yeah. Yeah, we're constantly manufacturing. I mean, business is going well, but some of the problems with finding employees, that's been very difficult. Like I was telling you, it just seems like it's extremely difficult just to find someone to work for, you know, a reasonable hourly rate here in Central Texas right now. I'm sure that's happening across the country, but yeah, business has been going very well, and we've been expanding every year since we started 10 years ago. A lot of the help was through the Power Hour. I mean, we've got a lot of you know, recognition of our products through working with y'all, and we really appreciate that. But yeah, things have, we're very happy with our growth at this point.
No doubt. Now, Silver Shield also makes a dog and bedding spray in a 12-fluid outside. Now, here's the thing. The dog, obviously, you're not going to spray it in their armpit.
Right,
but,
right.
But you spray it in their bedding. Now, well, how do they react when they lay on it, or how are they supposed to react? What does it do, first off, and how are animals reacting to it? Because I'm assuming you can use it on cats as well.
Yeah, you can. I mean, cats can be a little more sensitive to some essential oils than dogs. So if you were to use it with your cat, it'd probably be good to, you know, spray it on your hand first and let the cat smell it. If he has, like, if you notice the cat having, like, some real adverse reaction to it, then you probably would avoid that because, again, cats can be a little more sensitive to things, essential oils in particular. But for the dog, it works really good at controlling odor, primarily through the mechanism of keeping bacteria under control. So with the bedding, a lot of bacteria and microbes and even insects can be dragged in from outdoors onto the dog bed. So the dog and bedding spray has a lot of essential oils that are good for deterring pests and keeping pests off the bed. So things like geranium, peppermint, what was another one, lemon, are really good deters pests. But then the spray can also be applied directly to the dog. It's got the silver, which can help with like cuts and scrapes if your dog has any cuts or scrapes. We've heard great feedback about helping with healing on, you know, minor cuts and scrapes. It's got oils like helichrysum in it, which is a good healing and skin oil, lavender, chamomile, which can help calm the pet because, as you said, sometimes dogs don't like being sprayed. The sprayer is a really mild, gentle misting sprayer, so it shouldn't you know, cause the dog to get too afraid of being sprayed by it. But it works really well at just keeping odors down from on the pet and the pet area. You know, any area that the pet likes to be in, you can use it to help control odors.
Now, that is just amazing for you animal lovers out there who are getting this information for the first time. You know, of course, we invite your phone calls. You know the number, right? What? You don't? It's not in your speed dial. Should be 844-769-2944. We are talking to an entrepreneur who is an organic chemist, and we're getting the specifics here about silver, colloidal silver, and we find out that, you know, and a lot of people have said that certain kinds of colloidal silver do certain things if you use too much. You ever heard of that?
Yes, yeah. So there's a lot to the colloidal silver market. I mean, there's all different types of colloidal silver. The most common that people have, there's been people talking about concerns with is ionic silver, where people make silver using some, you know, DC, a battery or some kind of electrical setup where they have silver electrodes and they place it in water and produce what they call colloidal silver, which really isn't a colloidal silver. You're really producing a silver salt with such a setup. And while that has a lot of benefits, you can't, it does have the antimicrobial properties and things like that. There can be some drawbacks from using such a system just because ionic silver can lead to that condition which leads to a bluing of the skin. It's called ageria. It can lead to that if you do produce your colloidal silver using such a system and drink a lot of it, because sometimes you don't know exactly how much you're making when you use just a simple electrical colloidal silver generator. And so there can be the problems, even though that's generally just a way overblown, hyped issue that I think that the corporate media, that these big business, big hygiene companies that produce deodorant might be throwing out there as a boogeyman, because really, I mean, the cases of people getting ageria from using such a system are very small. But we don't even use that. We produce a product that contains true colloidal nanosilver particles. And what these are like 30-atom clusters of silver, metallic silver metal that's suspended in solution. And there's no real bioaccumulation mechanism associated with this type of silver, but it has all the benefits of the ionic silver. That is, the silver metal will interfere with bacterial respiration, which that's the primary mechanism that colloidal silver kills bacteria, is that the silver interferes with the proteins on the surface of the bacteria that are responsible for bringing in oxygen and nutrients and things like that. And silver interferes with that, or really denatures that protein on the surface, and therefore kills those bacteria, or kills a lot of different bacteria and single-celled organisms. It also interferes with the replication process of viruses, so it has a lot of just health benefits in general when it comes to, you know, dealing with microbes and viruses.
Sure. Now, we have the Silver Shield sanitizer in my house, and, you know, people want to know, that's exactly the stuff that you're talking about, that you spray on surfaces that might, you know, if somebody's sick, I mean, you use that to decontaminate surfaces, right?
You're correct. Yeah, a lot of the materials that are used in you know, antibacterial sprays are problematic. They usually come from petrochemical feedstock. They're synthetic. There can be a lot of health issues associated with them, and they don't necessarily stay on surfaces as long as you'd like. And our product, you know, deposits these colloidal silver particles that stay on indefinitely until really just wiped away and or just removed through just being touched and things like that. But it also has a lot of essential oils in there that are good for, you know, providing immediate sanitization of the surface sanitization of the surfaces, but then keeps that residual silver surface that provides for a longer lasting antimicrobial protection against surfaces. So that product, the sanitizer, really just blew up during the pandemic. I mean, we were just working, you know, every day of the week trying to just keep it in stock. I mean, it was really crazy, and we ultimately had to leave Austin and move south to a place where we could expand our business, because Austin was just is really crazy right now, and it's just it's very expensive right to do business in Austin at this point. So
it just gets more ridiculous in that particular city, and you know, we used to live there, so I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things. I mean, that's where we broadcast from here. And, you know, we noticed that, and I'm sorry that, you know, you're having a hard time, filling a bill with trying to get people to work. And see, the thing is, folks, those of you, who are looking for a job and you happen to live in Central Texas near Austin, Dean, you're looking for people. I mean, we might as well make a pitch. If you email us, it's support@thepowerhour.com. You see, and don't think that we are not here to offer a solution. If you're in need of a job, and what city are you close to now that people can tune in on if they want to send us an email?
We're we're down in San Marcos, Texas, which is about 20 miles
south
of Austin.
I know exactly where it is. I know exactly where it is. It's a nice area. It's a nice area to live in and work in. And for those of you who are looking for a job in the San Marcos area, we have one right here. And, of course, you know, you do everything else. It's support at thepowerhour.com, and you send us you know, basically just tell us you're looking for work, and we will connect you with Silver Botanicals so that they can do an interview. I mean, this is what it's all about. This is solutions, folks. If we didn't have, you know, a kind of show like this, and people always want solutions. They're saying, oh, yeah, yeah, we hear the same. Everybody's ragging about this and that. But, you know, where's the solution for it? You know, we have one right there. Here is an open job. And this is a company that basically is dedicated to helping people exist and do it in a way that's healthy. So, you know, when we give you a job lead like that, I mean, come on, folks, support at thepowerhour.com. There you go, Dean. Shameless plug for Silver Botanicals to get a job.
No, we really appreciate that because it is really hard to find work, and we really feel it's a great opportunity here. There's a lot that we have to offer to people in terms of education. There's a lot of skill sets that can be developed here, and so we appreciate that. We'd love to speak with anyone that would be interested in a job here.
See, and that's the last thing that Dean DeWolf was expecting me to do was open up that situation. But you know what, folks? This is what's going on in America right now. This is why, you know, we're having so difficult a time. See, we don't have a problem getting this stuff to the Power Mall. The Power Mall has made a big order of Silver Shield, and that's one of the reasons, because everybody loves it. I love it. I use it. We have the sanitizer. We have the roll-on. I'm looking at a dog in the future, and you can better believe I'm going to have the dog and bedding spray in my lineup. But the thing is that, you know, if we don't have guests like Dean on here, you don't get an education. That's what this is all about. Now, Dean even has a job available if you're in Central Texas and you're looking for work, or you know somebody who is. Support at thepowerhour.com is the email address. Send us your email with your contact information, and we'll put them in touch with you at Silver Botanicals. Dean DeWolf, thanks so much for this enlightening segment, and we'll have you back on again soon. Take care.
Hey, thank you so much, Dave. You too. Have a great one.
All righty. Thank you. All right. Happy Cinco de Mayo to everybody. We're going to come back on the other side of the break with Jancy Chun Lindsay talking about the COVID conspiracies turning into COVID realities, sterilization, transhumanism. After the break, stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Catherine of the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors, and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, You know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, Thursday, May 5th, 2022, at Cinco de Mayo. For those of you party animals out there, of course, you know, all these our senior listeners out there are looking at the radio going, party animal? Really? Oh, you know, this is the day everybody sits around and drinks margaritas and celebrates the Mexican holiday, right? Hey, whatever. You know, it's all right. This is the beauty of living in America. It's a free country. But it doesn't get free when you have this garbage going on, and the Ministry of Truth and Dr. Anthony Mengele, who comes on and keeps walking back and moving the goalposts and telling people stuff that's not true and lying about where the stuff came from, and I'm talking about COVID. And, of course, you know, this old CIA conspiracy term from the late 60s, oh, well, you're a conspiracy theorist if you even dare say that ivermectin works or hydroxychloroquine works or budesonide works to open up your lungs. You're crazy if you do any of this stuff, and you need to follow our and put this snake venom-oriented remdesivir in your system and let them kill you in the hospital. You know, this is the kind of junk that we have been exposed to, and the fear-mongering has caused 220 million people plus in America to take a jab that is not a vaccine. It is gene therapy, transhumanist, DNA-changing gobbledygook. And we have somebody on here that knows damn well what I'm talking about. She is the director of toxicology and molecular biology, Dr. Jancy C. Lindsay, Ph.D. And she is with the Toxicology Support Services, LLC, and holds a doctorate in biochemistry and molecular biology from University of the great state of Texas, which is where we are, MD Cancer Center in Houston. She has extensive experience in analyzing the molecular profile of pharmacologic responses as they pertain to the dose-response relationship. Her expertise centers on evaluating the complex dynamics of toxicity, such as toxicant pharmacology, exposure route, host metabolism. This sounds exactly like the kind of stuff that we were talking about with James Thorpe on the program, because Dr. Thorpe is one of the guys out there, a gynecologist, probably one of the only ones that has said these COVID-19 vaccines are going to sterilize people. And if anything, Dr. Lindsay is with us on the show today. Are we going to affirm all of what I just said? Thank you for being on the show, by the way.
Thank you very much for having me. Yeah, so we're investigating all of that because, unfortunately, the manufacturers will not give us their data on these endpoints. So scientists from around the world are undertaking this research on their own to just try to understand what all the toxic endpoints are. We're looking at active databases such as the DMED, Department of Defense database, the Medicare and Medicaid databases to try to get an idea of some real numbers. We're also using the VAERS system, but that's vastly underreported. So we're having to do this research on our own, and it's absolutely ridiculous that scientists are having to band together across the globe to try to figure out how to do this research, how to come up with the money for it, because the FDA and these pharmaceutical companies will not be transparent and release their data. It's unbelievable.
Well, no doubt. ToxicologySupport.com is Dr. Lindsay's website. There is a California bill out now threatening to strip doctors of their medical licenses if they express medical views that the state doesn't agree with. This is California Assembly Bill 2098, designating the dissemination or promotion of misinformation or disinformation related to the SARS-CoV-2 virus, coronavirus, COVID-19, as unprofessional conduct warranting disciplinary action that could result in the loss of their medical license. This has just gone overboard in my book, and leave it to California to lead the way on this stuff. And, you know, when you just brought all this up, Dr. Lindsay, about having to do all this research on your own and finding money, now you have to sit under the threat of losing a medical license if you're a doctor that's sharing the same platform as you. What's your take on that?
Yeah, well, it's something that a lot of the physicians are concerned about, but they're also determined to find an alternate route and leave the AMA behind. The AMA no longer represents physicians' best interest or the best interest of the public. They've clearly been co-opted and corrupted by the pharmaceutical industry, and it's not serving patients anymore. Physicians are there to serve patients, to do what's best for the patient, not what's best for the pharmaceutical industry or for corporate or for big tech, period. And if the organization that represents the physicians cannot do that, then it should not be an organization that they maintain their licensure under. So there are many doctors that are looking to go outside of the AMA and create a new system. And I'm very happy for that. I think it needs to be done. When something's corrupted, you need to leave it behind and start anew.
Well, and a lot of doctors are coming out, and you know, we're talking about like Dr. Jane Ruby. We're talking, you know, there's a multitude of doctors. We've had Dr. Syed Haider from Houston on our show, and twice, as a matter of fact, and he literally has an online mygotodoc.com where people can get treated for this thing. And of course, you know, he puts his medical license at risk. Fortunately, in Texas, we have a different take on things that they do in California, because obviously the misinformation game, this ministry of truth that all of a sudden has come out of the gate at the Biden administration is becoming a real problem, because now all of these things we're talking about here, like COVID conspiracies, you know, when they become a COVID reality, I mean, what conspiracies have you seen that now have made manifest are no longer conspiracies, but actual fact?
You know, you really opened up the show nicely by defining who defined back in the day what a conspiracy theory was, and that was the CIA in the investigations surrounding Kennedy's assassination. You know, something that crept into our world later was the idea that speaking about politics was politically incorrect. What better way to keep people from discussing the most relevant issues of the day than to tell them that it's not acceptable to talk about them? We're in another ministry of truth or Orwellian reality here, when you have the FDA first saying that they're going to not release the Pfizer clinical trial data that they promised they would be transparent about for 55 years, and then doubling down in a Texas court and saying, no, not only are we not going to release the data for 55 years, but now we don't want to release the data for 75 years. Anybody with a brain can understand that if the Safety and Regulatory Agency for the United States for your health is saying that they will not release the safety data on a product that they have allowed to be on the market for 75 years, that it is clearly unsafe. So, you know, what I've been saying and what is the truth is that the FDA and the CDC have been corrupted as well. And you must stand up for your children. You must stand up for yourself and not allow them to inject you with this poison. It is a therapy poison.
Thank you. Thank you for that. That's exactly what we have been saying all this time. Now, a lot of people have, they're in denial. I have always said, and this is, I've started with my research into this thing. My co-host of my Florida radio show and I, who is a retired attorney, we look at this stuff and he says, Dave, you're a nutcase. You're way out there. You don't know what you're talking about. And the more he started to research, especially these patents that Dr. David Martin from University of Virginia looked into. And he says, and I'm looking at this patent by Moderna TX, and it shows a web of something being injected under the skin under figure four, right at the very front page of the patent. They're not even smart about keeping it quiet. They're right in your face about all this stuff. And, you know, when you look at this web and it's like nanotechnology and what other garbage are they putting in your system? And now you are finding evidence that these vaccines can sterilize your kids. What say you to that?
Well, the truth is that we don't know for sure if they will sterilize our kids, but it is a definite possibility that they could sterilize our kids. And the reason for that is that other immunocontraceptive technology has utilized similar proteins to the syncytin protein, syncytial trophoblast proteins. There's a publication by Hans Frank that came out in 2005 about the utilization of syncytial trophoblast proteins like the syncytins in order to act as contraceptives or sterilization peptides. They reverse engineered some antibodies from women that went to IVF clinics to figure out why these women were not getting pregnant, and they pulled out a series of peptides, and most of those antibodies that the women made were to syncytial trophoblast proteins. They then made a series of 12 MERS, and they patented them through a company called Apligen in 2008. So we know that it's plausible that if you make antibodies against these types of proteins that you can induce sterilization. Now, syncytins are very similar in conformation and in derivation to the spike protein that's been used as the immunogen for these shots. So that's how we get to the point where we're saying, hey, if you inject children with this spike protein, you could cause a cross-reaction to the syncytins. And in fact, that was demonstrated. The Singapore study that came out last year showed that all 15 women who received the Pfizer vaccine had developed antibodies to their own syncytin proteins.
Wow.
Then in the wake of that, you have two other syncytin papers that came out, but it was really strange. In the first study, they used a 1 to 50 dilution of the serum. In the second study, they used a 1 to 800 dilution of the serum, and they said they got a negative result. Why? If you know that there's another study that exists that got a positive result with a 1 to 50 dilution of serum, would you then dilute the serum 1 to 800 if you were doing a subsequent study?
Why would that be? Yeah, why would you do that? Here's the big thing, Dr. Lindsay, is when you're dealing with an issue like this with COVID-19 vaccines, and they call them vaccines because that's jargon that everybody and his brother can accept, and a lot of people have been, 220 plus million people have been fooled by this. A lot of them have gone out and gotten the booster. Students who have refused to get the booster get kicked out of school because the school demands everybody get a booster so things can be normal. Here's the thing. We know already there's enough fact out there that pregnant women who got the jab, or women who, not so much in the trimester, but, you know, women who were ready to deliver got the jab, and they had stillborns or they had miscarriages. Now, that to me would signal, hey, if it's going to affect the female reproductive system like this, why not suspect that sterilization might be the end game here?
Yeah, well, it's you've got a lot of things converging, right? You have people like Bill Gates who say that we need a smaller population in the World Economic Forum, these technocrats that say that we need to reduce the population by 90%. And then you have them as the major funders of efforts to vaccinate everybody across the globe. And you have to ask yourself, are these reproductive endpoints that we're seeing coincidental to this effort to depopulate? And I think anybody would logically come to the conclusion that yes, that's the answer, especially because they're trying to cover up all these miscarriages and these pregnancy difficulties. And frankly, they're flat out lying to the American public in the globe, in other countries, when they're saying that it does not impact the reproductive system. It most certainly does. We already know that it's causing disruptions in women's periods. It's lengthening their period 1 to 2 days. Of course, that has to do with reproduction. We're at over 4,500 miscarriages now. We're at in excess of 26,000 menstrual disorders and disruptions reported to VAERS, 9,936 vaginal and uterine hemorrhage, and 129 stillbirths as of last week. I didn't check the reproductive numbers for today. We're at 27,532 deaths as of April 22nd. The best way for people to get an understanding of why these are dangerous is to look at what was done in the past through the CDC. In the past, just 12 cases of bowel obstruction in infants, and not all of them resulting in death, caused the RotaShield vaccine to be investigated by the CDC and pulled. Well, as of August 21st, we already had 14 deaths and 397 cases of myocarditis and thousands of deaths across the board. And the CDC let this go on. In 1976, we had 26 cases of Guillain-Barré that caused deaths, and the CDC pulled and the FDA pulled the swine flu vaccine. So what is going on here? There are countless other examples of other vaccines that have been pulled after just a few deaths or serious adverse reactions. Yet here we are at 27,532 deaths, and they're not being pulled. What is going on?
Well, the statistical data that we are getting on our end, Dr. Lindsay, is that that figure is like 99% lower than what it really is, which is, you know, that's like 2.76 million people that have died because of the jab. And this is a problem I have, and our listeners do too. Tom in Michigan, you're on the phone with Dr. Lindsay. What say you, sir?
Yeah, I'll try to be real quick. You know, kind of a play off a book I read, Autobiography of a Yogi, but, okay, the perfect genius, argument for, you know, religious exemption. You know, God gave me an immune system, and this time of year, and this happened in 2020, I walked outside and I noticed the tulips were up and they're this incredible red color that just, I mean, it just blows my mind. But you know, that's made out of dirt. Just plain old dirt laying there. Now, when I can take a bucket of that dirt and give it to Dr. Fauci, and he can make me a tulip out of that, a red tulip, then we can talk about him putting his witch's brew into me. And, I mean, that's just the end of my argument on, you know, religious exemption. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, you're siding with us on this one, Tom. I know you get it. Mark in Iowa, you're on the phone with Dr. Lindsay. What say you, sir?
Yeah, I know this is going to sound strange to you, but the AMA is an acronym for Amalek. And you probably don't know who Amalek is, but you can look it up in the scriptures. The other thing about this, I'll tell you who Amalek is. It's the Rockefellers. David Rockefeller took over the medical industry, AMA, and he brought in oil with synthetics and petroleum. And that is making all the pharmaceuticals with petroleum, which has given people cancer. And, you know, and all the cancers from the AMA, Amalek, taking control of the medical society, you know, all, everything, and bringing in these pharmaceutical drugs made from petroleum. That's what I just wanted to say.
Well, I appreciate that, Mark. Thank you so much. Dr. Lindsay, now you have scientific experience, 30 years worth in the study of inhalation pulmonary toxicology. I mean, you are a toxicologist. So, I mean, you've had a chance to listen to some of the comments here, and we already know about what the Rockefellers did with modern medicine and the fact that this is, it's not going to stop. I mean, every time you turn on TV, you see nothing but pharmaceutical ads. So, I mean, the brainwash continues. But the fact of the matter is all of this garbage, I mean, you already know. You're already on the front line of studying this stuff, and you know how damaging this is. I'm going to be the first to agree with you, because we've never talked before and had this conversation. This is a depopulation move. I mean, Klaus Schwab came right out in our face and said it, that we need to kill the population, and if they can't do it with drugs, they're going to do it with nuclear war. I mean, I don't know where this is going to stop, but I mean, I really appreciate the fact that you are on the front line of this stuff. Have you found nanotechnology that a lot of these frontline doctors have said is in this gunk? Obviously, you've looked, you've been able to analyze the vaccine. Have you found anything in it that bears the truth to what these other doctors are saying is in it?
you know, I'm not in a lab anymore, so I don't have access to the machinery that would allow me to examine those endpoints. I have looked at others' findings, and I think that as of about 4 or 5 months ago, we were really seeing consistent reportings from across the globe from several different laboratories that they had found nanotechnology within the shots. These are, this is the University of Columbia in Spain, some scientists in New Zealand, in Australia, in Germany, a consortium of scientists called the Scientist Club over in Europe had found similar nanotechnology in the presence of graphene oxide or hydroxide and or hydroxide in these shots, which was not disclosed. So I can only go off of what they've reported and the similarities between the findings in their reports to say that there has been consistent reporting of nanotechnology in the shots that is not disclosed.
Right. Well, Dr. Andreas Nowak was killed by German police because he disclosed the graphene oxide. And of course, now we're finding out that the chemtrails and all the chem spray that's up there contains graphene oxide. And we're sitting here breathing it. Now, this basically has everything to do with pulmonary pathologies that you deal in. And, you know, particulate exposure is what we're talking about here, is it not?
Yeah, but on a very, very small scale. So we don't really know the overall effects that will have on the human species. And again, more research that has to be done that is not being disclosed by the pharmaceutical manufacturers. And the worst part of it, what's really utterly dismaying is that it appears that our government is also involved in this and going along with this. You know, what do you do when there are so many forces arrayed against you? It's really difficult. It's not only difficult to conceive, because most of us would never conceive of any kind of actions like that, but it's difficult to understand how to rally against that. So that's really where we are as a group of scientists and doctors right now, is trying to figure out how do we stop this.
Well, you've seen, Dr. Lindsay, you and your group have gotten past the cognitive dissonance. You understand from doing all the research and seeing what's been presented. Everybody has pretty much familiarized themselves with Echo Health Alliance, Dr. Ralph Barrick at University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. We've already looked at the patents. We published the patents on this website. There's timetofreeamerica.com that has all of this stuff on the website that Clay Clark has put up there. I'm going to be speaking at the convention in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, a week from Saturday, about how the left-wing media is destroying America. This is one of these things where, you know, we're sharing the stage with Eric Trump and General Michael Flynn, but Dr. Jane Ruby will be there. I mean, a host of different people. Richard Bartlett, who's a doctor I interviewed on our one of our programs in Dallas, who has given budesonide to people who were having difficulty breathing, and like almost instantly their airways opened up. Of course, our government,
right.
You know, when they come out, we've had Dr. Brian Artis on this show, and he says, look, anything the FDA, the CDC, the NIH, NAIAD, anything that these agencies say, do just the opposite, because it's going to kill you if you don't. I mean, they escorted Brian Artis out of the hospital. They murdered his father-in-law by putting him on the same protocols that they're using to kill everybody else, which is the remdesivir. And, of course, in England, it's a whole different story over there, because they were using rithazolam. Yeah, all of that. You know about this, see. This is the thing. Most of our listeners are very informed about this, and you are another one of these doctors, which we appreciate, coming on the show and letting us know, you know, this DNA changes we're talking about here. This is reverse transcriptase of RNA to DNA. Are you finding that to be true?
So some researchers have found that the message is reverse transcribed in an in vitro system. That means outside the body in liver cells. There are some scientists that are gearing up to do some, and some who have already started to do these experiments where they look at whether or not the message is integrating into the genome in sperm cells and in other cells in vivo. So there's some support for that. Dr. Ryan Cole has spoken about it with respect to the fact that we really shouldn't have extended spike protein production, and the fact that Roetgen et al. Found that there's extended spike protein production in the lymph nodes and extended message indicates that maybe this is being integrated into the genome, and that's something we definitely have to look for. We hope that once we get a solid answer to that, if in fact it is being integrated, that will stop this. But I don't have a lot of confidence that even that will work because of the intended outcome for this. It's like we're living in a upside down world, and we're going to have to be smart and think of some different strategies to get out of this, and ones that aren't expected.
Well, right now, yeah, I understand that completely. And the thing is, toxicologysupport.com is the website for those of you that want to check it out. Dr. Lindsay, we have a lot of truth seekers on this show that appreciate you coming on and sharing your expertise in this matter. And a lot of them have gotten past the cognitive dissonance that why would my government want me dead? Why would? Because you exist. You're eating food. You're going to affect our food shortage. You know, I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And so this is one of the reasons we're so glad to have you on here, that you concur with the philosophy. And maybe we can shake a few heads loose on the show and make them understand exactly what the fact is, that you are on the front line and your group is on the front line doing the research into this stuff. And hopefully, you know, if you come into any new knowledge, that you're going to come back on the show and share this information with us. And we appreciate you and you coming on the show today and talking about here in the Power Hour.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it. And
you bet.
I would say I can't do any research myself, but I'm definitely working with others who are able to do that research in the laboratory. So,
well, we appreciate you on the front line, and thank you so much for joining us. We're out of time, ladies and gentlemen, on the Power Hour. We will be back tomorrow. Until then, God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.